I'm very pleased at this time to be joined by Damian Warner, who won the decathlon gold medal Tuesday at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Damian, thanks so much for doing this. Congratulations, first of all. And I'm going to ask you a question. I have to admit that one of my listeners sent this in and said, so if a guy wins a decathlon, does that mean he is the greatest athlete in the Commonwealth? So I'm going to ask you that. Are you the greatest athlete in the Commonwealth after winning the gold medal?
That's a tough question. I'm not going to leave that up to me to decide. I try to just do whatever I can, the best I can, and I'll leave that title to other people. If they want to give it to me, then I'll surely accept it. But if not, then I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
You are a wise man. You are a very wise man indeed. Tell me how the Commonwealth Games fit into your, or how you viewed the Commonwealth Games fitting into your training cycle ahead of Rio.
I think the Commonwealth Games are a huge step leading towards Rio, and of course next year the Pan Am Games in Toronto and the World Championships next year in Beijing. All of them are learning experiences, and I've been to the Olympics in 2012, and this is a very similar feel, just on a little smaller scale. So I think this is going to be another learning curve, and getting used to the time change and the travel and the athletes' village and being able to compete with schedules like these. So it's just another learning step towards the bigger picture.
Damian Warner joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What's your strategy? And I've often wondered this about decathletes or heptathletes, the strategy going into the competition, because there have to be events that you just know you're better at, and that when you look at the field, you know that you've got a degree of superiority over in certain events. How do you put together that strategy when you go into a competition? And I'm thinking about even things like how you eat, how you rest, how you recover.
As an athlete, you try to take care of your body as much as you can, eat properly, get to sleep on time, and, just try to do the things that are going to prepare yourself to do well. And I just think with the strategy wise, obviously for me, my strongest events are my sprints and my jumps. So we try to cater the training towards those two and also improve the events that we are not so strong at and try to get better in those.
How can you tell that you're getting better in the, I'm going to call them the weaker events? Because obviously the results would tell you that. But, I mean, as you well know, the competition you're facing at the Commonwealth Games is going to be different than the competition you're going to face at the Olympics or at the World Championships. So what tells you when you come away from the Commonwealth Games, for example, that, hey, I actually am improving in some of these other, in some of the areas where I may not have considered it a strength? Is it a feel thing? Is it just purely a results-based thing? Or can you sort of sit down and analyze using video or other means, analyzing technically where you have improved?
I think it's kind of a feel thing, but also a practice thing. Coming into the competition, I felt some of my events were going a lot better than I performed here. Obviously, some of my sprint events here were really good, but some of the technical events I didn't perform where I should have based mm-hmm. off practicing. So I don't think just looking at the competition shows how I'm progressing, because I just didn't kind of execute how I would like to. But
right.
I think practice and just listening to the coaches and watching video and stuff shows that I am improving. It's just a matter of getting out there and putting it together when it matters.
This was your first competition of the year, correct?
Yep.
Did you surprise yourself? And what was the nature of your leg injury? Did you surprise yourself that you were able to, in your first competition, win a gold? Or were the results pretty much, in keeping with what you expected?
Coming into this competition, we kind of, I expected myself to win the gold medal.
Okay.
We trained for that. And I thought it was a possibility, and we just kept working towards that. And as for the leg injury, when I was in Santa Barbara at a training camp, we noticed something was wrong with my ankle, and we got an MRI, and it said I had a little tear in my plantaris, and mm-hmm. I didn't train or anything for probably a month, just some stuff in the pool. And then since then, it's been 100% and hasn't given me any problems, and training's been good since then.
Damian Warner is the Commonwealth Games gold medalist in the decathlon, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What was the weather the weather like in Glasgow, and did that play into your hands as far as the decathlon goes? Because I know that we're talking to Jared Connaughton. He talked about how it was awfully windy and cool, and may not have been the best situation or the best environment for sprinting. How did you find it?
I think we got pretty lucky on day one. Day one is probably as beautiful as it could have been. You know, the sun was out. The wind wasn't too strong. The crowd was amazing. The second day, it was a little cooler, a little windy. Had some little rain showers, but not too bad. But I think overall in the 2 days, we lucked out with the weather.
What's the camaraderie like in the Canadian team at the Commonwealth Games? Is it a different sort of camaraderie than the Olympics?
I think so. When I went into London, I noticed that a lot of people kind of were happy to be there, and mm-hmm. I know that making it to the Olympics is an awesome thing, and everybody should be happy to be there. But now I notice that people they're not just excited to be here; they're excited to do well and really compete for medals and stuff. And if they don't get that, they're a little disappointed, which I think they should be. And they just come back and be stronger. And I think it's moving in the right direction.
Damian Warner joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What was sort of the impetus for you getting into electing to choose the decathlon? I was going to say it's a discipline, but I mean, it's 10 disciplines. At what point did you decide, yeah, I might like to give this a try?
Well, I started out doing individual events. I started out doing all the jumps, the long jump, the triple jump, the high jump, and then I moved towards the 100 and the 2. And I had a couple rough years where I wasn't having fun in track and field, and I didn't know if I really wanted to pursue it. So when my coaches came to me and asked me if I wanted to try the decathlon, I figured I had nothing to lose, so I put all my eggs in the basket and decided that I would just follow them. It looks like I made the right choice, and I've been able to do what I love and travel the world.
Yeah, Damian, listen, we're certainly glad you made that decision. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of the games and have a safe trip home.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.